Today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Ches Gittin 8, and today's Daf Yomi talks about the tremendous love that the sages of the Talmud felt for the land of Israel. First of all, we see on this Daf the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who actually states Kol Shek Neged Eretz Yisrael, Harehu Keretz Yisrael. He imagines that the borders of the land of Israel extend even to meet across the sea, anything that's across or opposite from where the land of Israel is. And Rashi says that the land of Israel actually goes, according to this position of Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Sofa Olam, until the end of the world, which is just a tremendous position that as long as the ocean goes in a way that's opposite from the land of Israel, it's going to be considered part of the land of Israel. And that's the language that Rashi uses. He says that actually goes ad sofa olam, until the edge of the large ocean. So we see from here that's just how much Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara talk about their love for the land of Israel. And even the rabbis who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, they're of the position that still there are islands in the sea, and the land of Israel goes beyond the border of the actual land, but it goes into the sea as well. It's just a question that they don't go as far as Rabbi Yehuda. And also on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us that when they're trying to determine what's like the land of Israel, the Gemara says that if you acquire land in Syria, Syria was a place that was conquered by David, but David did this on his own. It wasn't commanded by the Torah to conquer it, that it is equivalent of acquiring property in Parvari Yerushalayim, in the suburbs of Jerusalem. For what purpose? So Rav Sheisha says, Shekos v'nolav ono v'afilu b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to ask an idolater if you're worried that the person you're purchasing the land from, the idolater, is leaving. He's not going to be around after Shabbos. You're allowed to have the idolater write this bill of deed for you, even on Shabbos, to acquire this land in Israel, in the suburbs of Jerusalem, and also in Syria, which they believe had this holiness of the land of Israel because it was connected to the land. So we see from here that the rabbis are expanding the borders of the land of Israel because of their great love, and they said that the love is spreading out. So the suburbs of Jerusalem are like the lands of Syria in the sense